Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. Kellen Patterson. The old Kellen Klein. The old Pattersons. The O'Reillys. No, not the O'Reillys. Anyway, be real talk, Midwest Muscle in the house. And this program is sponsored by it is so delicious. So very delicious. Their protein. Good stuff. The number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in all of the world. And if you Natty for Life Sons of Guns drug-free athletes and are looking for a solid foundation to stand upon with both your little piggies and maybe if you stand on your hands, those as well. And a vehicle that drives your girls like, what's it, Roy?
I just don't know if I can tonight, but I'll try. Like a Mack truck. Through ice cream.
Sprinkle doodle
with snickerdoodles.
Oh my goodness. The dog has gotten loose in the house. Sprinkle doodles. I would not touch a sprinkle doodle. Yeah.
I don't even know. What would that look like? What would a sprinkle doodle look like?
I don't even want to know. Something
I think it would be like
behind.
No, it would be like a brindle something doodle, all different colors swirled around.
A brundle fly. We taking
but
a,
with curly hair.
Fly the movie The Fly. A brundle fly.
Maybe. I don't
Halloween
know.
Halloween is coming.
Halloween is coming. And, you know, maybe a sprinkle doodle is a thing. If any of you out there have a sprinkle doodle, send us a picture.
Oh, my goodness. Please, no.
I'm still waiting for the Patterson crest, so maybe about the time you send a picture of a sprinkle doodle, a picture of the Patterson crest will get posted.
No, I feel bad. I feel bad.
Good. And, you know, I'm gonna find the Carruthers crest. And I am going to get that posted before you get the Patterson crest posted.
I accept your challenge.
It is my mission.
It's a mission impossible. Did you choose?
You know, I'm gonna have to see if the Flexers have a crest. I don't know. There's
a Fletcher crest.
There's a couple. Carruthers
a
clan
Fletcher.
Coat of arms. I am looking at it right now. Right.
But a Fletcher crest, I don't know.
I don't know about a Fletcher crest. I might have to check that out.
I doubt.
But anywho's it. If you didn't have a chance to tune in with us last week, you missed a great show. We had a husband and wife team, a couple of natty bodybuilders on. They were vegans to boot, although newer vegans, but they had some very good thoughts, details, strong view of veganism. So if you want to check that out, be sure to hit the archives and just look for the date, whatever that was.
Yeah.
It was last Thursday in October. I don't know what that date is right now. I'm good to know what the day is. And it's the day before Beggar's Night. So I don't know. How upset do you think kids would be if I, you know, threw like a little miniature bag of vegetables in their pumpkins? How upset do you think they would
Plant-based protein powder. Just go for broke.
Just go for broke. Just put it out there. I don't know. They might egg our house if we put in, you know, vegan protein powder or a little, you know, shoots of broccoli in their buckets. They might not go for that.
No. It would be the Carruthers War.
It would be the Carruthers War. Maybe so. So what's been going on at Fit Body U this week? What great fitness shenanigans have you been into?
Well, we started that April. Well, we're challenging everyone to have a spring, a summer body by spring, and the April is our cutoff date where we're doing our next check-in. I mean, we're always rolling out something to keep people challenged and motivated to find a better you, because I think a lot of times, and actually, you know, if you've been around the industry enough, you've seen it as well as I have, where we get people in the door, and then we just leave them alone. We figure, you know, they can figure things out once they get going. Well, Fit Body U is definitely not that gym. It's always challenging people for the next week and the next week and the next week and the next month. And then hopefully sometime in the coming years, they not only transform their bodies and minds, but they can basically initialize their family members and friends to want to do the same kind of body change, mental health change, and mental health and wellness. So it's an outreach. It's definitely an outreach. And it's always going to be from the inside out, not the outside in, because I think Mike Newman is the only gym owner that basically calls the members to cancel them out if they don't come to the gym after more than 2 months. I've never heard that.
I have never heard of that before, but I'm kind of, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, as a business owner, you definitely want to hold on to your members as long as possible, because that keeps the lights on. But he actually calls people and cancels their membership if they're not there after 2 months.
Yes, because he feels, why are you spending your money if you're not coming in?
Amazing. And so then how many people actually quit, and how many are actually motivated to come in when they're like, I'm canceling you. Get out.
Well, there were two that actually did the cancellation, and there were 14 that started coming back again.
That is fantastic. Clearly he's on to something, but for you folks out there in listener land, what do you think about that? How would you feel if your manager of your gym called you and said, you're not using your membership, you're out? How would that make you feel? Would you be one of the two that canceled, or would you be one of the 14 that got your butt back in the gym? Let us know. I'm interested. To see how you guys are responding. And while you guys are letting us know what you think, head on over to the P4P Real Talk with Desiree and Kaylin Facebook page, because the Carruthers Crest has been posted.
Oh, my goodness. That fast.
It was that fast. It was that fast. But that's okay. I'm canceling your membership, Kaylin, because you have posted your. In fact, I may post the Patterson family crest before you do, but there's more than one of them floating out here, so I'm not really sure which one it is. But your colors are either red and white or green and gold. I'm not sure which one.
The green and gold.
There's some out here with blue too. That's quite interesting.
Green and gold is the one though.
Is the one, and it has a I have to get my cheaters out here. I can see what the heck I'm looking at.
Yeah.
But it looks like it has a bird of some sort on it.
Yes. You got it.
All right. I'm going to help you out here. I'm going to help you out.
Go ahead
and post that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. All right. So we folks are finally getting back to finish up the P4P undefeated winners announcements. That's what we're finally getting to tonight. So as we do that, Kaylin.
Oh, Bill, you're cruel.
What happened? What do you mean I'm cruel?
How long have you guys been waiting for that?
Hey, don't you worry about how long. You just be happy that we're doing it tonight.
Yeah, you darn tootin'. You're darn tootin'.
That's all I have to say about that. Oh, shoot.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. I know, guys.
I'm still learning your sense of humor,
things.
Bill.
We just had a few things get in the way, but yeah. You know, go ahead and call us out, but you might get a little something back. All right. Now
we have a Carruthers crest. Yeah.
We have a Carruthers crest, and the Patterson crest is getting posted. So there you go. So head
there
on over to the PQP Real Talk with Desiree and Kayla. And while you're there, guys, we really need you to do us a solid. I know you guys love messaging Kaylin direct, but we really need to get you to start messaging us and sending us your thoughts and comments on the P4P Real Talk with Desiree and Kaylin Facebook page. Just direct message us. You don't have to post it out there for everyone to see.
Go
to the Blog Talk Radio link. Go to that page, you can communicate with us there as well. And actually, that's probably the easiest place to do it. If you go to the promo link, or you just go to blogtalkradio.com/realtalk, you'll get to our page. It's going to have our list of our latest shows there, and then you can also just type your questions right there.
Can I say something out there?
Yes, please.
Well, guys, I, for the sake of it, it might do us more harm than good, but I'm going to say it anyway. We see you guys at the venues, we see you guys at the shows, and we really appreciate you letting us know that you stay tuned to the radio and everything else. But would it really kill you to just start liking and following it? So you can get the alerts instead of saying, hey, I never get those alerts. Because unless you follow, you don't get them. They just pop up randomly on your Facebook or Instagram if you happen to be in that arena. But we would sure be happy if you'd go ahead and just follow it or like it so the alerts would pop up any time that we post. That way you won't have to ask when we're going to be doing it because it'll already be in your newsfeed, your thread, or in your email. So just show us a little love that way and, hook us up. we hook you up with vital information to learn how to keep your body healthy. It's not asking much for you to go ahead and follow along. We're not going to send you any kind of sales pitches or anything. You'll just get the alerts like you always asking us to do. That's all we're asking. That's all Dad has been asking for over 2 years now. So, you know, just do us that solid, and we'll keep giving you all the information that you can use to help your bodies and minds. That's right.
So, like I said, blogtalkradio.com/P4P Muscle is actually what it is. That gets us to the page, and there's a little pink button towards the top of the page that says follow. Just click that, because we would love to see that number grow. And it also tracks how many episodes, 458 episodes, Kaylin Patterson. That's what we have in our archive. That's kind of amazing.
Wow.
And if you scroll down a little bit, it says upcoming broadcast. And right now it has our current show, and it says on air. So you know that we are on air right now. And then after that is a list of our most recent shows. And you can scroll all the way through, find older ones. And then there is an area down below that says add comment. How beautiful is that? If you would just add your comment. That's so awesome. That is so awesome. But anyway, on with the show. Women's Bodybuilding Open. So we are just covering the open categories tonight of P4P Undefeated. And the first one is Women's Bodybuilding Open, and our winner there is Chris Clavens. And I just have to share something about Chris here. First of all, I just love this gal. And I remember the first time I saw her compete, I believe it was at the NPC, and it's the Natty NPC, the Natural Peoria Championships. And I remember her interview, or at least a piece of it, so vividly because she said, all I want is for women to know that they can lift weights. That's all I want. I want them to lift weights. And Chris actually started bodybuilding after age 51, guys. After age 51. And she is still an active pro competitor.
Yes, she is. Very active.
And in her mid-50s now. And every time she brings top conditioning, professionalism, to bodybuilding, to pro women's physique. I mean, she's got it all. And the crowd loves her. After 51,
yes,
she decided that she was going to get into bodybuilding. I mean, it really is never too late. So I just have to throw that shout out there to Chris. So, I don't know, is there anything you would like to add?
Well, I she's a gem simply because her energy is infectious. And I just enjoy everything about her. And I do remember that interview. She had one of the more popular outfits at the Peoria show. And she also was very engaging because, you know, that arena was very good for people being able to interact with the athletes. And, you know, it takes – there's a lot of balancing that has to happen, but the athletes themselves have to hone up to being more engaging with the crowd without basically getting in the way of the show. And she's found her niche and way of doing that. So I really appreciate that for what she's doing. And she has no problem with giving back to any and all. And that's always a blessing, especially if we're talking about improving and promoting the sport.
Yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt. So, you know, if you're looking for that little shred of motivation just to start doing something, anything, you know, even if your goal is just to be 1% better than you were the day before, you know, Chris is out there, started after age 51, and here she's going. Question from Jake. Could she hold her own against the Naturals in the Open? And, yeah. Now,
oh, yeah.
I'd like to see more Naturals in the Open, but that's where Chris competes. She does compete in Masters, but she also competes in the Open, and she definitely holds her own. She has been winning since I've seen her. Now, if we just had more women competing in bodybuilding and physique, and actually physique, you're starting to see more gals in that. But to just see both of those numbers go up, that would be fantastic. And honestly, I don't, you know, put more women on the stage in Chris Klevin. If she doesn't win, she's still going to place very highly.
Yeah.
Very highly. You know, I would actually
say that the Masters class, they're actually, I think because they're keeping their bodies more in tune for longer in the duration because they don't want to get away from being the bad health, more for the health, I mean, the health and fitness side in life. Not much or in the stage. I remember talking to Harold backstage at the show, and he was saying, you know, this is more for his life and health and being around his family. The stage is basically just the secondary outcome. And that reminded me of Sammy Sisk when he was talking about that. He's in the PNBA out in California, and he was saying more to that. And I know Marshall Johnson does something very similar to that as well. So, you know, the Masters have been really honing their skills for a lot of years. But this year, well, not actually the last 4 years, Masters have been up and coming. And, you know, Dez, I don't know if you've been noticing, but we have more 50 and 60 categories, and there's 5 and 6 people on stage in those categories as well. So they ain't no joke. I just say it like that.
I have noticed that our Masters categories have more individuals in them, and also that our Masters are placing very high in the Open categories, if not winning. And we're seeing more and more of that all the time. So I think that is fantastic.
One more quick shout out before we go any further. One more quick shout out.
Okay.
I just want to say I'm so happy for one, that we get to go to all the shows that we've been begging to go to in a time frame, you know, the Heart of America, the Chi-Town Showdown, and the Diva Classic. But also with the Heart of America, I'm very happy to see that Mr. Testo will be coming back as the guest poster.
Yes.
Since we're talking about Matt.
Yep. And that'll be a great presentation. So if you folks are watching calendars, watching show dates, put that on there and check it out. And, you know, it just another shout out just to anybody and everyone who went to their first bodybuilding competition, natural bodybuilding competition this year. Good for you. And for those of you who might be listening but still haven't caught one, put that on your bucket list for 2020. Make sure you get to a natural bodybuilding competition, even if you don't know an athlete, but just go and check it out. We're always talking about, you know, the shows that catch our attention where we think promoters are doing an exceptionally good job. So just take note, pick one, go check it out. You will enjoy yourself without a doubt. And also put on your bucket list, blogtalkradio.com/P4P Muscle, and click the follow button. How about putting that on your bucket list? I'm watching the count. It hasn't moved yet. I want to see our number of followers move during this show, even if it's just
That's
by
great.
One. blogtalkradio.com/P4P Muscle. Click follow. We appreciate
Come on,
it.
Guys. Do it. Love us.
All right.
We love you.
Women's Bodybuilding Open, Chris Clevin. Figure, we had an open short and open tall category. In your open short category, your top three, and again, remember, at P4P Undefeated, they only awarded the top three. They didn't go top
yeah.
five. So hey, there it is. Followers are up by one. Whoop. I love it. Keep it going. I love it. I love it. They only awarded the top three, which is a first that I've not seen before. But anyway, we've got Mike Newman in his first, and now there's this one, just a reminder also. So third place, congratulations to Erica Sweeney. Second place, Gina Castellano. And first place, a name that you guys have been hearing quite a bit, and she is just tearing up the scene. I mean, really, she's the equivalent, I think, to Misty Weatherford, except in figure. So figure's equivalent, because when Misty was competing show after show after show after show about a year ago, she was walking off first place every single time. And right now, that's Courtney Spaeth. She is walking off with first place every single time. So that was figure open short. Yes. Figure open tall, you had third place. Congratulations to Christy Richmond. Second place to Larissa Clem, and first place to Wanda Meter. And, of course, in the overall, Courtney Spaeth took it. She won the overall in all of it. So that is just – she is just on fire. She is a woman on fire. This girl is on fire.
I knew it. And that was perfect.
So, this question is from Laura. What's that, KP?
No, I was talking about Courtney. I said she's been looking amazing, and there's no slowing her down, because she has a drive. And like you said, I noticed that most of the top athletes that we have are driven. It's not the money. It's not the competition. It's finding a better version of themselves. And they seem to say, you know, if I can make this level, I want to try to get even further and even further. So it's a different kind of drive and mindset. And thank God it's not on the insane side. It's just more to improve themselves. And, yeah, I got to throw out much love and respect for that, because that's awesome.
No doubt. Question here from Laura. She's saying, the King seems to get more attention than other categories lately. Is it just me, or is this actually happening? Well, do you mean more attention in general on the natty scene or on P4P Real Talk?
No,
on the natty
scene. This is dealing with the mayhem payout.
You know, Bikini always shows up in force. Bikini turns
yes.
out in force regardless of the show. And men's physique
numbers.
Is starting to be that way too. Numbers wise,
yes.
yeah. I mean, there's
yeah.
just no slowing that train down. So sheer numbers wise, yes. Bikini is forefront. And we have had quite
Hold
a few
on,
bikini
Hold
competitors
on.
Wait, on the show lately. But I think that's just kind of luck of the draw in scheduling, not intentional. Okay, go ahead, Kalen.
Yeah. Well, I was going to add, Gerald is saying, hey, well, hold up. You guys forgot about your P4P figure class beginner. No, we did not. That one is basically, that's one reference that we can do. And I have to say I was very impressed by those numbers. But like Dan is saying, you know, by and large, bikini and men's physique are dominating as far as numbers.
Yes, no doubt. I mean, but you are right, and thanks for remembering that, because bikini beginner and novice at P4P Undefeated, I have never seen, not bikini, figure. I have never seen that many newbie figure competitors on stage at one time before at one show. Never. Now, the actual figure open, I mean, that was still solid. But it was the numbers weren't the same. But for figure overall, P4P Undefeated, my gosh, that was a fantastic show. I've been kind of disappointed by the figure numbers at some other shows earlier this year, but that show was a unicorn for sure.
Yes.
But a lot of great stuff.
I got something else to add. Exactly. Verbatim what you said.
So, but yeah, I mean, but on average, bikini and men's physique, they are trumping every other category right now. And I know we're going to start to see people transition out of those classes and move up into other classes. But right now they're just going gangbusters, and I don't see that slowing down anytime soon. So, yep, Laura, it's actually happening. But I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, because I feel like it just keeps fueling pipeline for other classes. It's getting more people into the sport. And I just always think that's a good thing. I just do.
I was just going to piggyback what you said, Des. If it's what people are learning and how it gets them in the door, that's fine. But every body type is different, and some people grow in a year, and some people take 7 years to grow, and some people just like the category they're in. Monte Bailey is a good example where he wanted to stay in men's physique, and even though his body was growing, he learned to diet down when it's time to get on stage to basically give the presentation of a men's physique competitor. So, you know, people can mold their bodies any way they want, and some people just love lifting. I mean, let's be honest. And like Chris is a great example of that. She loves being in the gym. She's not a stranger to it. And she gets in there, and it's hardcore, headphones on, don't bother me until I'm done. I know Martin Daniels is very much like that as well. So there's certain people that just are going to grow naturally, no pun intended, just from being around the iron so much. And then there's some people that it is a hobby for them, and they get in, do their business, get out, and get back to their family. So, you know, you don't really know what's going to be presented when you have – from year to year, and some people do outgrow their categories, and that's not necessarily a bad thing because they were looking to grow anyway. I just wanted to add that there.
No, I'm glad that you did. So those are all great points. So that was the women's open figure. Next, men's physique, like we were just talking, going back to back, and I like to call men's physique the the bikini class of the men's world. It's the pretty boys. shoot. But yeah, so your top three, and so for men's physique at Undefeated, they have three classes, and they were divided by weight. And so for your men's physique light class, third place went to Mike Ekberg, second place Eric Cabral, and 14 Kyle Lock and Lolly. I just like saying that name, Lock and Lolly. Lock and Lolly. Like, I don't even know. I want to make some kind of driving reference, but I don't have a good one. But anyway, I just like saying it. It's like saying, I tell you what. It's just fun to say. Go ahead and say it. Everybody out there, say it in your best country accent. I tell you what. Lock and Lolly. All right there. See how good that feels? So there's men's physique light. Men's Physique Medium, we had Junior Ayala. He had first place there. And then Men's Physique Heavy, third place went to Doug Sharp. Second place went to Paul Hadler. And first place went to Mike Zagurski. And I do believe, even though I don't have the official notes, that Mike Zagurski took the overall. Kyle Lock and Lolly came in second. And that was
Lock
a tough,
Lolly.
Tough.
Sweet, sweet,
Lock and Lolly.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Lock and Lolly.
Yeah, it almost sounds like a sucker.
It does.
Like a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop, except it's a Lock and Lolly. Something like
Lock
that.
Lock and Lolly, sweet right. Gold, let me see it.
Oh, we have a question here from Debbie. How is it for Des hosting a show that her sponsors have specifically asked her to host? That seemed quite an honor, especially since I've seen so many athletes listed on their page. You know, Debbie, it was absolutely an honor. I just have been thrilled that the P4P team has allowed me to be a part of Undefeated as their MC. I mean, it's definitely a thrill, and I couldn't be more honored that they allowed me to do that. And they do have a lot of athletes listed on their page, and they probably could have asked a lot of different athletes. And so I definitely consider it a privilege that they allowed me to do that. So quite for sure. It's a thrill. I love it. It's a little stressful.
I gotta answer that one. Hold on. Yes. Because the boys from P4P don't do anything random. They take a lot of thought to do what they're doing. And it is an honor. And I thank God that she was chosen, because I think that's an awesome gift. That it's a blessing, but it's also quite the honor, because they are very selective about how they do it. If you saw the judging panel, you would definitely agree that they do their research and their homework. So this was not a random thing. This was not by accident, and they didn't just say, for popularity's sake, let's speak somebody that the people will well be known. That was one of the factors, but it was not the sole factor in how it was done. So I'm more than elated and happy that Dez was chosen, but I know they chose the right person when they did.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. And, you know, when you bring up the judges, I don't think we even talked about the judging panel for this show. And it was pretty much a who's who. There was there were a few cancellations, so they had to make some replacements. But still, you know, you had Ann Glenn, Matthew Burdess, Earl Snyder was a head judge, Brenda Ray was there, and Blaine Steffen.
Yes.
And, I mean, just all in their own right, great competitors, great judges. I mean, they definitely had their hands full. I did not envy this.
Do you know how many world titles you had on the judging panel?
I mean, so many. But break it down. What you got?
Brenda Ray had 4 years in a row. Earl Snyder won the NGA Universe countless of times. I mean, you're talking about the upper echelon, and like you're saying, we had cancellations. So just think about that. When they were announcing the judging panel, I was like, wait a minute. We should just interview them and end the show. My goodness. You could have done that. Just that. Yeah.
No
doubt. As a reporter, oh my goodness, that was heaven. And I was so sad because the show was run so well that we really didn't, because it was a straight format run. But this is one of those times where I was almost wishing we did have a break in the middle, because it would have been a true joy to chat with so many world champions. And that's just the judging panel. That's really something. I mean, you know, much less having Meshack in attendance. And the other trophy presenters, it's just something when you really think about the time and effort they took in to create that kind of an ensemble. So to have Dez as the MC was not a fluke, and that's just amazing that everything was just so there. I mean, I even forgot about the interviews they did before the show with the pros that were going to be coming on stage. I mean, there was just so much that was happening that was groundbreaking stuff. And then to make sure that there were no slip-ups, I mean, of course we had some technical issues. But when and I can say we, because I keep getting hit for being a competitor. But, hey, I got judged just like everybody else. So, yes, I was a competitor. And it was a well-run show. I mean, that's just the best way to say it. And Dez being one of the – being the host made sure that it ran nice and smooth, even with her sense of humor.
Oh, my God. Even with my sense of humor. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah. Even despite the Desiree difficulties along with the technical difficulties, we got through it. We got through it. And speaking of the videos of the pros that were filmed this year to intro all of the pro competitors, if you haven't seen those, pop on over to P4P Muscle Signature Series Facebook page, and they've got quite a few of them posted there. Maybe not all of them, but you can at least get a flavor for what those videos were like. And I do think that was such a classy touch to have a little interview of the pros be the intro for them as they came on stage to do their individual performances. I really did enjoy that. I thought that was a nice job.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to like the page once you go over there and look.
Yep, I'm still watching the blogtalkradio.com/P4P Muscle page to see how the likes are going. They haven't grown in a little while, so I still need somebody to go out there and click that pop button. A couple somebody, maybe 10 or 20 somebody. Click it, blogtalkradio.com/P4P Muscle. Click follow.
Do it.
All right, women's physique, shout out. Kayla Pooler, third place. Congratulations, Myra Edwards, second place. And Courtney Space, first place. I'm not going to rant about that. We're just going to be excited for the winners, and we're going to move on. Bikini model, Jamie Voigt. Congratulations, girls. She has first place. Classic physique, men's classic physique. That was a couple different categories as well. And we didn't have anybody in the light category. That's why I'm getting a little bit caught up here. But in men's classic physique medium, we had Torrance Cooper, second place, first place to Matthew Klein. And if I didn't state this before, I definitely want to state this again. It was good to see Torrance back on stage. You know, Torrance's mom passed away.
Yes.
A year or two ago, I'm not quite sure, and it really hit him hard. We used to see a lot of him, at least social media wise, and then once that happened, it was like silence, you know, so he really needed to take that time to grieve and heal, and it was just good to see him back on stage. Classic physique was a newer category for him, but I think it's one that could be a very good category for him. We'll just have to continue to see how that goes in the future, because historically he's been in the bodybuilding category solely.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's giving classic a try, and we'll just continue to watch and see how that goes.
He's going to do well. I mean, he's got a good mindset for it, and I really respect him for taking that time away, because, you know, we all take it differently, you know, the loss of family and loved ones. And he did what he needed to do to basically take care of his friends, family, and everyone else, and make sure that he stayed within himself. And that's a beautiful thing. I mean, in a time of loss, you just don't know. And, you know, there's plenty of people that say what they would have done. And everybody says that until it happens to them, and then it's not so well understood. And he did what he had to do. I just love how he went about it, because he stayed himself. I mean, like, you're not going to be the same, obviously, but it was so nice to see when we had a chance to talk with him that he was still him. I mean, that's one of the blessings of having that, is just he stayed himself, and that was a beautiful thing that he was able to, you know, keep his sanity, because no one takes a loss. well. Let's just say it like that. And if you do, you probably hated that person your whole life.
So there you have it. So good to see you again, Torrance. First place. Yeah, I tell you what, Men's Classic Physique Medium was Matthew Klein. Sorry about that. Classic Physique Heavy, third place, Ryan Cunningham. Second place to Paul Hadler. And first place to Jason Jones. Let me tell you what, Jason Jones, that man, it's a good thing that he is into construction, is handy with his hands, because he needed to build all kinds of shelving for all of the hardware that he took home. I mean,
that's true.
What? A couple of helmets, a couple swords, plus some medals.
Yep.
I mean, what didn't he win? What didn't he win? Every time we turned around, first place, Jason Jones. He had one heck of a night, Jason Jones. So, yes, Jason Jones won the overall in Classic Physique. Earned pro cards to boot. The man had a phenomenal night, and he had a phenomenal physique. Phenomenal physique. This next memory I have really doesn't pertain to anything other than the show. It doesn't have anything to do with Men's Classic Physique, but I'm just struck with these two little blonde little girls sitting out in the audience with these little pigtails cheering for their dad. Let's go, Dad! You look great, Dad! Nothing warms my heart more than an athlete having a good time on stage, our little kids in the audience cheering for their parents. It is the sweetest thing, and it's so cute. And sometimes, I remember hearing a little boy's voice one time, and he's like, "You look hot, Mom!" out of this dark crowd, this little tiny voice trying to cheer his mom on, making her feel well. And I just love it when the kids are there with their families and they're cheering on their parents. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Hey, throw it out there. We love it.
I threw it. All right, Bikini Short. Here we had, congratulations, third place, Jamie Voigt, and she was our bikini model winner. Second place, Elena Kuhlman, and first place, Stephanie Bradley. And I will say, we're going to get through all of the bikini announcements, but I will say Bikini Open did not turn out the way that I thought it was going to. But anyway, so Bikini Tall, we had third place went to Lori McConaughey, second place to Tammy Giese, and first place was Angie Kaufman. And I believe it was the bikini, I'm trying to remember now, it was the Bikini Tall class, and I think it was Angie Kaufman, and sorry, I don't have the official results on this one as far as the overall. But to me, she had just the consummate bikini physique. I thought she was going to just take it all of the way through the overall. And or was it Stephanie Bradley?
Okay?
Whichever one of them. Yeah, I'm trying to get my... Yeah, and she didn't, I don't believe. I mean, she placed very well. She made it into the overall, but it wasn't. I just thought it was going to be her, and it wasn't. And so it just means that, and doesn't mean the judges were wrong. I was just surprised. That's all I have to say about that. But, I mean, bikini, again, the classes were tough. And the gal who won first place, I mean, it could have gone either way. It could have gone either way, and it was fantastic. I was really glad that I wasn't the judge for that one because it was just so close.
Yes.
So it just goes to show that everybody has their favorites when you're sitting in the fan seats, and that's for sure. But anyway, I'm rambling now, but Stephanie Bradley, I'm pretty sure she had the overall, and congratulations, gal.
Well, I gotta get back to that pizza group because I would have hated to be a judge on that class because they were beginner, but they didn't look like beginner. I know we talked about that before, but I just can't get over how well. I mean, considering like beginner class means they've never been on stage before, and to have that many like ready to be on stage, it was just phenomenal. That's if there's one thing I take away from the P4P, I almost said Real Talk Show, P4P Undefeated, is that they had so many that were ready to be there. It's like, wow, and that's just beginner. I had goosebumps because I was really appreciating. And I must have done the most yelling for that group because they were out there an incredibly long time, especially for a new group like them. Yes, I'm sorry, yep. I ran it. I didn't mean.
That's okay. You know, turnabout's fair play. I had my turn. It's your turn. It's all good. They know us by now. If they've been listening for any amount of time, they know that it happens. Whew. All right, guys, so here we are, Men's Bodybuilding Open. So we had four classes here, Men's Bodybuilding, like Renee Antrope Gonzalez. He was my favorite. I wish I could. He just did his and slapped his legs,
right.
And I just love that guy. Love that guy. So congratulations to Renee. He came in third. I think Jacob Wagner came in second. Yep. And Harold Ferguson, I believe, was first.
Yes.
My notes are kind of sketchy here. Harold was 60-some plus, and so that was fantastic for him. Oh, there we go. And if you want to see him, go to the P4P Signature Series Facebook page, and he's featured there as well. You don't have to scroll too far to find him.
Or Midwest Muscle.
Midwest Muscle. There you have it. Men's Bodybuilding Medium, we had Zohair Ayuki. And I love how he said, I asked him, how do you pronounce your name? He said, it's Ayuki. It's like, are you okay? So I'm like, I can remember that. Zohair Ayuki, are you okay? Men's Bodybuilding Open Light, we had Paul Hadler, third place, Chris Osborne, second place, Jason Jones, first place, and then in Men's Bodybuilding Open Heavyweight, we had Mr. Kalen Patterson, O'Kellen, of the O'Kellen O'Patterson clan, and the overall, you guessed it, I alluded to it earlier. He's the man that needed the extra sale for all of his hardware, and that was Jason Jones. And bam, there you have it. P4P undefeated, categories. We got through it all. There it is.
Park this.
There it is.
Park this.
And boom, it's done. Bam. I tell you what.
I reckon we're done with that grouping.
So there it is, guys. It was a good show, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen next year. If you haven't been there, go, get out there, check it out. Stop saying you're gonna go to a natty show. Go to a natty show. Just go.
You guys weren't listening.
What?
I was saying long ago that we weren't going to be at Ho-Chunk. That's why we haven't been saying Ho-Chunk, because we did not go to the Ho-Chunk Casino this year. We were at another venue.
It's fun to say it, so let's say it. Ho-Chunk! Say it, Kaylin.
Ho-Chunk!
It's another one of those phrases that's just fun to say. You can't say Crystal Theater the same way.
No.
It just doesn't lend itself to do that. Although now that we say that name, I do have to bring something up funny that I saw on Facebook the other day. It was a It was the name of a church, and it was Crystal Methodist Church. And somebody posted.
No.
They had to know what they were doing when they named that church that.
They had to know.
But that church is probably old enough that crystal meth wasn't even a thing when that church was named. But unfortunately, it is Crystal Methodist Church, probably fondly referred to as. Where are you going today? Oh, you know, Henry, we're going to Crystal Meth. You want to join us?
Crystal. Yes.
We'll
be serving.
Shoot.
We'll be cooking in the basement. Yeah.
Join us for potluck.
There you go. Bingo. Lord, forgive us and those pygmies in the beginning.
Somebody turn us off. Turn us off now. It's time to go home, Kaylin. Snickerdoodle shout out.
Yeah, I snickerdoodle when you use crystal meth. That's what I know.
Oh, man.
are you going to tell them what we tried today?
Oh, yeah. Well, we tried to do a Facebook Live split screen test, which we were successful in doing it. But we're just going to have to invest in some technology in order to be able to have a split screen and record video and be able to hear the show through Blog Talk Radio all at the same time. We're still trying to figure that out. But every now and again, we might have a, Real Talk or Midwest Muscle bonus of some sort where we'll come on Facebook Live with the two of us together and put some video content out there. But as soon as we can figure out how to get our podcast recorded with both of us on screen and be able to broadcast live on Blog Talk Radio all at the same time, that's our goal. That is our goal. So baby steps.
Yes.
Baby step.
Yes.
So with that being said, just keep your eyes posted. And dudes, please follow blogtalkradio.com/P4P Muscle. Just hit a follow. You just get a little notification of who's on and what we're going to be talking about. And that's
we're
it.
We definitely won't be
that's
at
all.
Crystal Methodist Church. That's for sure.
We will not be at Crystal Methodist Church, no. That's for sure. So, on behalf of, just say no to crystal meth and yes to snickerdoodle, okay? We're just going to leave it at that.
There you go.
On behalf of Kaylin, myself, and the boys from P4P Muscle, your body is a temple. So let's build it.
We're snickerdoodle.